Well, this story about the leaked documents from WikiLeaks about the war in Afghanistan has a lot of people thinking, including you. You have a lot to say about this issue. And we wanted to keep this conversation going. Claudia from New York writes on our site, thetakeaway.org, "It's taken me a while to digest the revelations you've talked about from the leaked memos. What hits me most is the warning we've heard for years about the dangers of nuclear arms in the hands of organizations like the Taliban. Well, it seems the Taliban has access to nuclear arms already through the support of Pakistan. Tell me again why we're in an undeclared war in Afghanistan, because something is not making sense. I voted for Obama. I was a very big supporter. But this kind of seriously dangerous conflict makes me wonder what I was thinking or what he was thinking," which I imagine has a lot of people are wondering today exactly what these documents reveal about the war and how it influenced the policy. The documents refer to a time, I should point out, before the change in policy that was brought about by President Obama. But here's another comment that we got.
This is Matt from St. Paul, Minnesota. My take on the administration's reaction to the WikiLeaks is that I thought they were for more transparency, so their negative reaction kind of contradicts that.
I would agree with that.
I don't know about that. I mean, since when has any administration ever released all the security, top secure military documents on a war that they're prosecuting when they're raw data? They don't release that.
Well, except he's saying that the administration is all about being transparent. So there is a contradiction there.
I'm not sure I agree with that. But here's another comment from Jane. She writes at our website, "Here we go again, looking at a situation from a limited perspective upon which many will form uninformed judgments about an issue they know a little about and few have experienced firsthand. Worst off is that this flood of opinions isn't useful at all to solving the underlying problem that's faced in the AFPAC region. The people at the core of this argument are the ones that suffer, the people of the region and the soldiers, aid workers, and tribal leaders who are actually trying to make a difference." Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Head over to our site, thetakeaway.org. You can also hear coverage by New York Times reporters Jane Perlez and Eric Schmidt, who are following this story. There's also the former United Nations Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan, Peter Galbraith. He joined us to talk about these leaks and how they could affect U.S. policy in the region. That's all at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.